National airline Rex has been put into administration, and the Transport Workers Union says up to 850 jobs will be cut. Rex Airlines' fleet of Boeing 737 jets is now grounded, with its capital city routes ceasing to operate. But Rex's regional services have survived and will continue to operate. Minister for Transport and Regional Development, and also the member for Ballarat, Catherine King, spoke a bit earlier today on RN Brekkie with Patricia Karvelas about a potential federal bailout.
They haven't asked for specifics as yet. They asked, which we did do, they asked for some assistance to ensure that their operation can continue into the airport. So I called all of the airports, the major airports, yesterday. They wanted to also make sure they could still access fuel supply and ground handling and those sorts of things. So we helped facilitate some of that yesterday, and my department was working through that as well. They will come to us, we know. They will come to us with specific asks. We will need to look at those in detail. I think it is fair to say that we would be reluctant to just throw money at the problem. I think this is what we would want to do, is ensure that there is a long-term solution to the security of regional aviation, and we will take time to work our way through that.
That's Catherine King, the member for Ballarat and also the Minister for Transport and Regional Development at a federal level in the federal parliament. So should we bail out Rex? Should we as taxpayers be funding them to get back on track and back into the skies, I should say? Well, James Nixon is a pilot who worked with Kendal Airlines, no relation, by the way, which was the predecessor to Rex. Very good morning to you.
G'day. This is very sad, John. Every time I speak to you, it's always bad news, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, we're speaking about Bonza going under, and now there's Rex. It just speaks to how tough and competitive the industry is.
Oh, it's an amazing business. IATA, which is the club of airlines, and there's about 200 of them around the world. We have two. We have the regulator, ICAO, and IATA, which is the airline operators. They work out every year how much net profit is in the industry per passenger movement, from the time the passenger walks in the airplane or walks in the airport and gets off at the other end, for every passenger around the world. What's the average net profit the business makes? And in 2016 and 2015, it went up to $9 a seat, but it's back to its normal place at $5.40. So this is quite it's a horrible business. There's a lot of spare parts, a lot of people, a lot of moving parts. It's a very dangerous business, and it's very, very tricky.
Yes, yes. And I guess it will mean today that, the employees of Rex will be waking up with that terrible feeling, that uncertainty about what does the future hold for me. Do you think we'll see, a flood of pilots and cabin staff looking for jobs with other airlines?
Yeah, that's going to happen. And it happened to me at Ansett, and it's a horrible way to wake up. Stick to your knitting. And that's just the most amazing part in this business, is that anyone who tries to go up against Qantas on Melbourne, Sydney, and Sydney, Brisbane, and Brisbane, Melbourne, that's the golden triangle. That's where the money's made. And that's where Qantas makes all their money. All the other routes, there's hundreds of routes that they have every day from, Mount Isa to Brisbane and all these little routes. They very rarely make money on those routes. It's the big money is on those big, on the golden triangle. Mm. So anyone who steps onto that golden triangle and tries to take their money will very quickly feel the wrath of Qantas.
Right. And do you think that's what's happened here? Rex has, tried to compete with Qantas and Virgin to a lesser extent, but Qantas as well, and has been forced out of the market. Is that why Rex is in administration, do you think?
Sure, because first thing they did was Qantas put QantasLink up against Rex in all those little regional airports where they'd previously had a monopoly. So suddenly QantasLink was going up against them. And, of course, with the Qantas Frequent Flyer program, the busiest frequent flyer program in the world, like in Australia, that's made everyone go to QantasLink, and it was bad for their regional business. But let me just read out some names of people who have tried to do this against Qantas. East West, Compass One, Compass Two, Impulse, only lasted for 4 months before the owner was taken to a pub by the boss of Qantas, and they did a deal over a drink coaster, and Impulse became Jetstar. Then there's AusJet, Tiger Airways, Strategic, Air Australia, and, of course, then Rex started up. And, of course, Bonza was clever enough not to try the Golden Triangle, But Bonza still couldn't make money on the regional business.
Yeah, it's just such a competitive industry. So, I mean, this is probably a rhetorical question here, but airline prices or airfares will go up after this, right?
Well, they do. Qantas takes advantage of it, and they did after ANZIIF. They stuck the prices right up and took a lot of money from people. But they quickly moved back down again because Virgin, as long as we've got two airlines, they sort of keep each other honest, but to some degree. But yeah, I think it's a supply and demand. And the thing about Australia is all these politicians cry how sad it is, but everyone likes capitalism in this country. They don't want us to be communists. I find it a bit difficult as an A380 captain because there's no such thing as a democracy when you're the captain of an A380. Everything the captain says goes. So I bet the Prime Minister wishes he had that power, but he can't because... Yeah. It's market forces are running the business.
Yeah. Well, as we just heard from Catherine King, the Member for Ballarat and the Minister for Transport and Regional Development, and she was saying that they are very reluctant to bail out Rex, but they would look at some other things to try and help them to keep operating. But what do you think? Do you think the federal government should bail Rex out?
They've got to bail out their regional operation and they've got to split it off and make sure it runs by itself and it's a successful little business. I think that they'll probably bail out their 737 operation to the point that they won't go broke because of it. But the regional business has to keep going. The flight training business that Rex has got is split off. That's a separate business. That's still going to operate. And so is their emergency business, the Pelair business that they took over for emergency air ambulance sort of work. That's also a separate business and that will still keep operating. I think they'll do the same with the regional part and just split off the 737 operation, which is the one that makes a big loss.
Yeah, all right. Well, interesting to see what happens from here. James, thank you so much for your time. James Nixon, a former Kendall Airlines pilot, which was the predecessor to Rex, which yesterday went into administration. And there's been a fair bit of discussion about...